Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28. And this is the concluding chapter of this letter. The Apostle Paul describes the day of the Lord and cites ways in which believers should be prepared. He also provides the final instructions on how believers are to live in the meantime. And again, this week, God's saving word for us in our morning Bible study is encouragement. So let's begin reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. There is no need to write to you, friends, about the times and occasions when these things will happen. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief comes at night. When people say everything is quiet and safe, then suddenly destruction will hit them. It will come as suddenly as the pains that come upon a woman in labor, and people will not escape. But you, friends, are not in the darkness, and the day should not take you by surprise like a thief. All of you are people who belong to the light, who belong to the day. We do not belong to the night nor to the darkness. So then we should not be sleeping like the others. We should be awake and sober. It is at night when people sleep. It is at night when they get drunk. But we belong to the day, and we should be sober. We must wear faith and love as a breastplate, and our hope as of salvation as a helmet. God did not choose us to suffer his anger, but to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that we might live together with him, whether we are alive or dead when he comes, and so encourage one another and help one another just as you are now doing. We beg you, our friends, to pay proper respect to those who work among you, who guide and instruct you in the Christian life. Treat them with the greatest respect and love because of the work they do, and be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, our friends, to warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, and be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants from you in your life in union with Jesus Christ. Do not restrain the Holy Spirit. Do not despise inspired messages. Put all things to the test, keep what is good, and avoid every kind of evil. May the God who gives us peace make you holy in every way and keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you will do it because he is faithful. Pray also for us, friends. Greet all the believers with a kiss of peace. I urge you by the authority of the Lord to read this letter to all the believers, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And today's key verse was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, where Paul says, be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what the Lord wants from you in your life in union with Christ Jesus. You know, the Word of God is quite clear. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The decisions that you make, how you choose to occupy your time, how you choose to occupy your thoughts, is going to determine, the kind of life that you live, the decisions that you make. And so if we follow Paul's instructions to be joyful always and pray at all times and be thankful in all circumstances, with an attitude like that, chances are we're going to pretty much stay out of trouble. So not bad counsel from the Apostle Paul. Let us pray. Gracious God, help me to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful in all circumstances. Teach me to be holy in every way and keep my whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, where the Apostle Paul speaks of God's judgment when Christ returns. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you and keep you safe in His perfect will. God bless.